and we had some things that ran a little long that we couldn't do anything about. And for that, we apologize. And thank you so much for being here. Welcome to each of you. This is the City of South Jordan City Council meeting. Today is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with our outstanding city council who sit up here next to me right now. Thank you for being here and for all that you do for the city and to our amazing staff. We love our staff and we're so grateful for all they do. Thank you to each of you for being here. We welcome the residents and the visitors and the guests who are here with us in person and those who are joining us online and anyone who might watch this later. We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. We are going to open tonight's meeting with an invocation by the voice of his coming ministry, Gideon Ebo, who is with us online. Hello, sir.
Good evening. Good evening. Greetings from Houston, Texas.
Thank you for being here with us.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. You know, we want to say a big thank you to the city of South Jordan. On Friday, last week Friday, we were at your office and we had such a beautiful, beautiful welcome. And I can say that of all the 11 cities we visited in Salt Lake, so in Utah State, there was no city that gave us such a warm welcome like South Jordan. And we're just grateful. And we consider this as a great honor, you know, to have me to lead the invocation. So shall we pray?
Please.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you praise. For you alone are God. You are the Almighty God. We worship you. You are the God of righteousness. Lord, thank you. That Lord, we saw in this city of South Jordan everything that appeared to be good. We see your faithfulness. We saw your faithfulness. We saw your goodness. Lord, thank you, Father, for the council members, men and women, and the honorable mayor, Dunn. Thank you for your faithfulness upon their lives. Lord, thank you for your love that binds them together. And thank you, Father, for the spirit of unity with which, oh God, they have been running the affair of the city. We see, oh God, that the development, the beauty we witness in the city is because you have put your love, your righteousness in your heart. Thank you, Lord, for you are the God of wisdom. And Lord, for the wisdom with which you have endowed these men and women that are in charge of this beautiful city. We give you praise, oh God. Father, thank you for the understanding you have given to them to know that they are representing the people. And as representative of the people, their responsibility is to take care of the needs of the people. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you for blessing them with your goodness, with good life, good health. Now, O Lord, your word says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to our people. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, that the fear of the Lord will fill their heart and their mind. Lord, even in their deliberations, oh God, and their decisions, it will be guided by the fear of God. The Lord will recognize that you are true and that truth is not variable. There will be men and women that are able to stand for the truth at all times. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you instruct their steps, oh God. That, Lord, they will not, oh God, look after their own needs, but the needs of the people. It's obvious we saw it in the city. So, Father, Lord, even as they meet this evening to deliberate, Lord, we ask that your presence will fill the house. We ask, oh God, your hand will be upon them. We ask, oh God, you will instruct them by your fear. We ask, oh God, you will guide them by your wisdom. And, Lord, we pray you will bless them with good health. Bless their homes. Bless their children. Let your name be honored, O God, in the city of South Jordan. Let the community of God be known as a community of righteousness, a community of people that love the Lord, a city that loves the Lord, a city where truth reigns. Blessed be your holy name, O God. Thank you, Lord, for the mayor. Thank you for every council member. Let your hand be upon their father. We worship you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much we appreciate having you come and visit our beautiful city and join us tonight and honoring us with your presence and your willingness to open our council meeting tonight. We are blessed to have you here and consider you a friend of the city of South Jordan forevermore. Come back anytime.
Amen. I'll be glad to do that. Here is my, you know, my hat.
Yeah. Good. Wear your hat so much you wear it out. We'll get you another one. It's good.
God bless you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Owobo, thank you for being here as well. Good night.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. We will now be honored to have our Director of Strategy and Budget, Mr. Don Tingey, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Will the audience please stand and follow me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance of the United States of America. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Tingey. All right, I'm going to ask the council for a motion to amend the city council agenda to add a resolution appointing a member to the Senior Advisory Committee and to add item J2, a public hearing to resolution R2023-50, authorizing the mayor to sign a master development agreement pertaining to the development of property at 9800 South and 4800 West, and to renumber item J2 through J6 to J3 through J7. I'm not sure how all of this sounds a lot more convoluted than it actually is. To add item K2, a public hearing, authorizing to resolution R2023-52, authorizing the mayor to sign a master development agreement pertaining to the development of property located at 7102 West, 118th South. Those were just left off by mistake in the typing. So they just need to make sure they're on there. And then to renumber K2 through K4 to K3 through K5. And with any luck, I will conduct the meeting appropriately and use the right numbers. Anyway, wow. Really all it is adding the resolution to add a member to the Senior Advisory Committee, who we just interviewed, mm-hmm. and then also adding the public hearings for those two items. So, can I get a motion to do so?
Mayor, I'll move to approve the agenda as you stated.
How's that
for a cop out?
And I'll second.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Any discussion, or does anybody need Mr. Luce to explain in simple terms that it actually is way more simple than it sounded?
We're good. He'll just convolute it.
Okay, good. Okay. This is just a motion to amend. The state law changed. I'm good to just amend the agenda. Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The motion is passed. The agenda is amended. We will move on to item D. We have our minutes from our October 17, 2023 Combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency Study Meeting and our October 17, 2023 City Council Meeting. Those minutes have been sent out. Anybody have any amendments, questions or concerns, or is there a motion to approve those draft minutes?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as stated.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. Thank you. We're going to jump to our mayor and council reports, and we'll make these quick. We all have a lot to report. I know we do. But for those of you who aren't aware, we take a few minutes in each council meeting because We feel like it's important that as the elected officials of this city that we take a few minutes to report back on some of the things we've been working on the last couple of weeks, some of the things we've been doing as we strive to represent the residents that elected us and to work on behalf of the city. So is there anyone who would like to go first?
Is there a tee-up of who's first?
I have no idea. Is there a tee-up of whose pictures are first? Does it matter? I have no pictures submitted.
I have pictures if it's easy just to go in order.
How about we do that? Is that okay? I can't even see.
I don't know if there's a person in the box. Oh, yep, there we go.
There's a person in the box.
All right, so starting off since our last meeting, we had the Bees groundbreaking. So just want to point that out. But let's move on to the next one. I survived Barbie Land. So we, just with Halloween going on, the top picture there is one night where all the vehicles going to see Barbie Land were backing up over one of the bridges to the island in Daybreak, which was causing a public safety hazard, and brought that attention to staff, and thank you for addressing that. And I think going forward, that will be something we will have to take a serious look at. Don't want to be the Grinch that sold Halloween, but we also have to make sure it's safe for all of our residents to be able to commute through the city. Can move on to the next one. This slide and the next one's from the Veterans Day breakfast we just had. That was a great event. It was wonderful to be there and to just show a very small thank you to the veterans that have defended this country. If you'll move to the next slide. So in the bottom, I guess, well, you can tell which picture has me in it. they're joined with my son in red, and then with Glenn and Marilyn and their baby girl, Victoria. And I'm so glad to see them again. They are veterans, and I actually met them last year. And so it was a nice reunion, and this time we were smart enough to exchange contact information. And then also pictured is Representative Susan Pulsifer, who's here tonight, who shared a few words with us. And if you'll go to the next slide. Last night, we had the Wasatch Choice Vision workshop, where it's really primarily focused on transportation, active transportation, so trails throughout the kind of southwest end of the valley is what we were looking at. And so it gave our city a chance to weigh in and say which trails are important to us, which ones hopefully the state will help fund so we can have a better trail connectivity network. So on top of that stuff, I had a couple other things. I attended the South Jordan Parks Master Plan updating meeting, which the council also tonight received a kind of a briefing of the same information that we had gone over in that meeting. For those who don't know, we have another community theater production that will be happening, and that's the Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Make sure you respond to, I believe it was Mel who sent out the text or email. So if you would like to get tickets, then she can help coordinate that for you. And then I want to share real quick a quote from Brené Brown from her book, The Gift of Imperfection. And it deals with art. She says, "The only unique contribution that we'll ever make in this world will be born of our creativity. If we want to make meaning, we need to make art. Cook, write, draw, doodle, paint, scrapbook, take pictures, collage, knit, rebuild an engine, sculpt, dance, decorate, act, sing, it doesn't matter. As long as we are creating, we're cultivating meaning." So I have a challenge to my fellow city council members.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Mr. Draw, I am out. I am so bad at visual arts.
Oh, well, I would board quotes about if you think you're bad or not to deal with that.
I'll sing you a song. I cannot draw anything for you.
I had an idea a year ago, roughly, to do a community Christmas tree. And that is involved into doing a community Christmas tree ornament craft project in which residents, you can go to the Gale Center and pick up just this a plastic Christmas ornament, and then you can use magic, well, permanent markers, paint. You can bedazzle it if you want. Whatever you want to do to express creativity, you know, it could be a message to the city that you want to share, write it on there, and then you'll turn it into the Yale Center. So I'll pass these down in the paper on back that has some information. These actually right now have their clear kind of protective coating on it. When you peel it off, it'll be clear when you make your image. So I just challenge you guys to participate in that. And then they'll be on display at Light the Night. They're going, all the ornaments that are submitted will be hanging from the trees in the town center. So please participate in that Light the Night activity. And I'm sure Janelle will be anxious to try and pick out which ones we did. So, and Mayor, that's my report.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
So great. Okay, so if we were giving awards on reports, I think that would win. That was really well done, Mr. McGuire. So I think I have a couple. There we go. So I'm reporting back on, this is the South Jordan. If you're not aware, here in the city of South Jordan, we have a terrific South Jordan race series, 5K races. You can race, you can walk, and you can ruck. This was a 5K race and walk. Next month, we have a rucking event where you put on a backpack. It's this Saturday. It is next month. It is November.
It is November.
Thank you. This Saturday, we have the Sojo race. Is it the veterans one? That's the rucking.
It's just the ruck.
So this is the first time the event that's coming up in November last year was the first time I'd ever rucked. Raise your hand if you've ever heard of rucking. R-U-C-K-I-N-G.
Thanks for spelling.
Right. Okay. It's an R like rabbit. It's people that are crazy that put a backpack on and put weight in the backpack, and then they ruck. And it started with military, and so that's why veterans is a great time to bring out the ruck race. And people like Mr. Lewis, who is our city manager, put like 50 pounds in your pack. Yeah, I do socks and mittens and just stuff my back. But we don't weigh my pack. I just like to participate. Anyway, this Saturday is the Sojo Rucking Race. So if you want to have a great time here in the city, every race is in a different part of the city, and that's one of the reasons I love it, is we're in different sections of South Jordan City, on the trails, watching the neighbors, waving, having a great time. You wear your mittens and your hat, and it's just, your heart's so full, and you feel joy. So here's a view of me at the start line. If you'll go ahead to the next slide. Not that one. Go to the next one. Skip. There we go. There's Mr. Marler and I. Cute costume. I know you're all dying. And my husband and my grandbaby, and we did this race together, and Mr. Marler and I had a great conversation the whole time. Next. After the race was over, if you'll just keep proceeding, I got to be the judge of the costume contest. So this was the race that happened on October 28th, and it was the Halloween 5K. And these gals, the blue gals got first place. The tiger, I think, got second or third place. But some fun costumes. Keep going. This is cute little,
oh my gosh.
This is the way, right? And then my favorites, these cute blue girls. Do you see the hats on their heads? Our Sojo rec department had some swag to give out to the first, second, third places. And we happened to have three blue Sojo hats. Serendipitous, I'm telling you. Also, if you enter the Sojo races, you can see those really highly coveted medals around our necks. You enter the race, you get a medal. It's one of those. Like, if you cross the finish line, you're a winner, you get a medal. So start collecting. So much fun.
Everybody wins.
If you'll go back to that second picture... This is my moment of glory. I just had to put this out there. I was on KSL for 0.2 seconds, hugging Gail Miller, and my neighbor called and said, Tamara, you're on the news. I'm like, no, that's never happened. So you can see the important people are Gail Miller, Mr. Starks on the left, and Mayor Ramsey on the left. But somehow Tamara Zander got to be in that moment of hugging Gail Miller. So I took a picture because I was so excited. Aside from that, on the night that Barbie Land was congesting all the roads in Daybreak, we had Hot Dog House at our house and gave out 600 hot dogs. So if you like hot dogs, next Halloween, find my house. My husband cooks hot dogs and hands them out to all the neighbors. Yes, 600. I'm not kidding.
600?
600. Mm-hmm. We started at 6 o'clock, closed down at 9 o'clock, and there was lines of people and carloads and minivans full of people unloading, saying, are you the hot dog house? And we're like, yep. So we gave out tons of fun hot dogs, had a blast. I also went to South Valley Mosquito Abatement District Board meeting. Everything's good and well there in our valley. And the bees groundbreaking was absolutely delightful. I'm so excited for what's happening in downtown Daybreak. If you haven't paid attention to that, go back and kind of look up what's going on and stay tuned. There's some really great things coming in South Jordan, and we are at the forefront of having a really great downtown South Jordan in Daybreak. Thank you, Mayor.
Awesome. Thank you.
Me? Yeah. Okay. And I'm not going to try to one-up Ms. Zander, but actually the Ruck Race of the Veterans is this Saturday. Perfect. The following Saturday is actually the Turkey Race and yes. Ruck. That's on the 18th of November. And then if you go to December 16th, is the Santa Race and Ruck.
And so, we will be there.
And I have signed up for them, and my son and daughter-in-law, and yes. And it's a lot of fun. And I even wore the Ruck pack on the Halloween race.
Yes, you're tougher than
I. There we go. I also attended the Bees groundbreaking. It was a wonderful event. Thank you very much, Larry Miller Group. That was just a blast. My son was also there. I just had a great time. And I have a wonderful photo having Gail Miller hugging me. And
but it didn't hit the news.
Well, no. They always cater to the women, always. So it was probably last Wednesday, we also had an Architectural Review Committee meeting. That one actually was the review for the Merritt Medical Distribution Center, which is on the corner of Redwood and 9800 South. Very large facility, and so that one is moving forward as well. So, and then this morning had the compensation committee. That's usually once or maybe twice a year, and so very enjoyable. And it's surprising how much it costs. We have great staff, and we have hundreds and hundreds, and it's more and more expensive every year. And so, but we're grateful for all the employees in the city. And just a shout out to Jason and the crew who provided rock. I had one neighbor who just was struggling to get his strip flipped this year, and I finally got it done. I was able to impose, and we finally got some rock to him, and so happy for him. He was just elated that he could get that project done this year. So thank you very much, staff, for that. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There. I also attended the South Jordan Race Series. It's starting to get a little bit chillier out there during the races, but it's good to get out. It's a fun event to bring the whole family to. Mm-hmm. So our family does, you know, there's the adult races, but then there's also the kid races too that they do there. So it's for people of all ages. So it was good to be able to be a part of that. There at the B Stadium groundbreaking, it's just an exciting moment, you know, on behalf of our city, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. I, among many others here, attended the South Valley Chamber Titan Awards, where they honored some of the businesses in the city, and Chuck and Crystal from Owners of Maverick were honored as Titans, which was important to be there for that. So that was really well done. Attended the South Valley Sewer Board meeting. There's always a lot of things going on in our city with the growth that we're seeing pertaining to sewer. Everything is flowing well and no issues. And also attended the Veterans Day breakfast as well. So it's an event I look forward to year round. It's great to be able to be there among people who have served our country. So, and I know Luann's going to be here. Hopefully, she'll share a few words when it comes time for the public comment as well. So, that's my report.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Shelton.
I think I have a few pictures here. So I. I went to the Pumpkin Promenade, I think it was called. I actually had been carving pumpkins with my grandkids. We dropped by here on the way home, and I must say I did not do anywhere near as well as the artists in these pictures. Let's look at that next one as well. This is the... I think this fellow is a professional, or he was hired to come and carve that. Just amazing.
Yeah, that really was sponsored by the Arts Council.
Yeah, so great. Really great. The next picture is me with at a Halloween festival at our church, and this couple that I'm with, this fellow Trevor Darby, serves on the planning commission.
I didn't recognize him.
Yeah, that's how he dresses for commission meetings, I'm sure. Anyway, he just got a significant calling in our congregation, and so I'm going to have to replace him right away. So anyway, he's served very well, and you can see he dresses the part very well also. And the next picture, we've seen this one already. So anyway, kind of a fun picture there at the kickoff for the, or the ceremonial groundbreaking for the bees. Besides the other things that folks have mentioned, I had a visit with a couple of Representative Owens staff members. They invited me down to the office to talk about things that we may need, support we may need from them in our city, and was able to visit with them. And I appreciate Ryan queuing me up on things that I had to be talking with him about. And so had a good visit there. Also had a Jordan River Commission Executive Board meeting that I attended. I attended that virtually because my wife had surgery on her shoulder. She actually had surgery on her shoulder at the exact same time as the senior committee meeting, so I missed the senior committee meeting. And, you know, she's in a world of hurt, but she's doing a little bit better every day. So anyway, and the city sent some flowers out, and she asked me to be sure and thank everybody for that. So that's my report, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. We hope Robin feels better soon. Thank you. Okay, I feel like a loser for not sending any pictures, but we would have been here literally all night because I probably have 10,000 pictures from the last couple weeks. But the groundbreaking was really incredible, and we're very excited about the Urban Center going in. We're proud of the partnership that we have and the work that we're doing to bring those amenities and opportunities and economic opportunities and all the things that come with it to our city. We're really excited about that. And we had our final Unified Economic Opportunity Commission of the year this year and voted unanimously to support the proposals that after all of this whole last 9 months, 6 months, however long it's been, whenever the session ended, of work to vet different proposals and policy priorities that will be now submitted to the legislature for review during the legislative session. So kind of work's gone into that. We had our last UEOC meeting. That was a big one. Had a lot of opportunities to meet with the folks from Envision Utah. They're doing part of the visioning, you know, for the state going forward. The Olean Walker Housing Board, Affordable Housing Board, appreciate that. Over Jordan District's fall break, I went to Washington, D.C. for the weekend with my daughter. She worked in the Senate for the second half of her junior year of high school as a page for the United States Senate, and she wanted to go back. And so we went back and had a good time, and it was nice to spend a couple of days in Washington and visit with a little bit of our congressional team as well. I didn't work the whole time, and it was kind of nice to be in Washington and see things I'd never seen instead of just only working the whole time. Mm-hmm. But you can take the girl out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the girl. So, of course, there was a little bit of work that happened while we were there. But it was good. It was nice to go back to Washington and appreciate our federal delegation and all of their work. Met with the officials from Hyde Park City. Their mayor and their city manager came down to meet. They want and some development partners that are working on putting together a master plan development in Hyde Park, and they've never had anything like that. And so they wanted to come and meet with met with me and Don Tingey and some folks from Daybreak to try to understand from a municipal standpoint, how does this work, you know, and what should we know? So that was a really good conversation. We had Wasatch Front Regional Council meeting, which went really quite well. And I had an invitation to join the South Valley Interfaith Council that we started this last year for a a preview tour of the Orem Temple. And so the different pastors and priests that make up the South Valley Interfaith Council and I had the chance to go walk through, and it was just really great to be there all together. And to, we had a really good group of a variety of different faiths that came together and had a tour of the temple, and that was really nice. We've got so many good folks that are just working hard to do good things and serve their congregations and their communities, and we've got a lot of good people. So that was really neat. I had the chance to do something I don't get to do very often. I got to go welcome a new resident in person, a retired gentleman who's lived where he lived for like 50 years, who was from Utah originally, but he's lived in Las Vegas for about 50 years, and his family all lives here now, and they finally talked him into moving up here, and his family said, it'd really be helpful if you would come and welcome him in person. This is a big move for him. So I did, and I got to go meet with him in his home and in his place, and it was just lovely to visit with him and to welcome him to the city. There's a lot going on with the Point of the Mountain, a lot of exciting things happening, so I've had a lot of meetings, and Alan Matheson came and met with me, and it's just great that we have the chance to be part of those conversations. Attended the South Valley Chamber Titan Awards. Fantastic. Such a great event. They've exceeded the venue, and next year they're going to have to move across the street because they've exceeded the Little America space.
Yeah,
that was a really great night. So Abby Cox and Brandon Fugel and the Margolettes, yeah, who received the Titan Awards were great. Attended the Salt Lake Chamber Athena Awards, where a good friend who's the chief corporate affairs officer for Larry H. Miller, Amanda Covington, received the Athena Award, this year's Athena Award, and it was... I got to go and be a guest of the South Valley Chamber at that event. That was really nice. Attended the Major Brent Taylor Foundation Leadership Legacy Gala, and they are still really hoping that when we can actually book the venue some year when the venue is available, that we would like to host the 9/11 memorial event. So anyway, just passing that along. Loved our veterans breakfast that we had on Saturday. Appreciated the chance to be there and to join with everybody who was there. We've had Jordan Valley Water Board meeting. Last night's Wasatch Front Regional Council visioning meeting is so important. It's really good. They roll out these huge maps of our area, and we literally get to mark them up with markers and make sure that things that we are working on or things that we know are happening that might not be part of the regional transportation plan because word hasn't made it that far yet, or we've just barely passed it or something. It's a living document. So we can make sure that the transportation projects that are important and necessary for our community are part of the plan, because you can't even move forward on anything unless it's part of the plan. So it's the opportunity for us to get to do that. And as chair of WFRC, I got to welcome everyone there and appreciate Harriman City for hosting us for that meeting last night. And it was great. The Compensation Committee, yeah, we've got a lot of work to do. Our first budget meeting is tomorrow night. We've got a lot of work to do, but we've got such great people, and we will figure that out. Met with some representatives of the Holt family. Those of you who've been around for a while will know that name. The Holt family, as we talk about some options and explore some possible options for the future of what cool things could happen at the Aunt Mame property. So that was a great meeting. Today I had the chance to speak at Paradigm High School about giving, to kick off their giving month, which was really cool. And the last two things, very quickly, I also had surgery.
Oh, my word.
Yes, I did. I also had surgery to remove some skin cancer that they didn't get all of it before. And so anyway, I've got this big mess going on here, but they got clean margins this time and all as well. So it's good, but I'm like hacked up. So it was on Halloween day and I felt like a jack-o'-lantern. Oh. It was not good. But that is a reality of what's happened the last couple of weeks, kind of a little wrench in my life, but we're working through it. And I was honored to receive the state's very first ever Martha Hughes Cannon Award for Outstanding Impact in State and Local Government from the Hinckley Institute of Politics and Utah Women Run. So it's been a really great, busy, awesome couple of weeks. So that's my report. Thank you. All right. Here we go. Not before I go to public comment, I'd like to see if Representative Pulsifer has anything she'd like to share. You want to say anything? We appreciate you being at the event, and I have great, great pictures. She was there, and School Board President Tracy Miller was there at the Veterans Breakfast, and Sorry, I didn't submit any pictures.
Thank you. It was a delight to be there on Saturday to celebrate the veterans in our community. And it was just great. It just gives you such that great feeling of patriotism and gratitude. So thanks for hosting it and the city and for those that put it together. Thanks for inviting me to come. I was sitting there thinking that years ago I came as a school board member, and I was sitting in a chair just working, looking at my phone, whatever, doing some things because they were doing some zoning issues. And all of a sudden I looked up and said, that's my neighborhood. And it was like, oh, dear, that's my neighborhood. And then the thing that really that happened, so this is the advantage of being here. The thing that happened was, as a member of the school board, I thought, they're building houses down there. I wonder how we have that zoned for schools. And I went and looked, and we did not, the school zoning did not follow the city boundary. It was just a straight line through a field. It's like, oh, that's going to mean that the school boundary is going to go through someone's bedroom. And if you sleep on this side of the room, you're in one school. If you sleep on that side, you're in another one. So I went back to the school district, and we talked about it, and we rezoned that area before they built the schools, before they built the houses. So that was a great moment to be here. So anyway, thanks for the great work you do. Thanks for making South Jordan such a great place to live.
Thank you. You too. Yeah. Thank you. All right, now will be the time for our public comment. This is an opportunity for the council to get to hear from you. We don't dialogue back and forth. We don't have discussion and answer all the questions at this time. We get to hear from you, and we look forward to it. We ask everyone, anyone who'd like to, we'll start in person, and then we'll go online. You're invited to come up to the microphone. We do ask for your name and your address for the public record. That goes on the record. Everyone gets 3 minutes to address the council, and you can bring up whatever you'd like, unless there's a specific public hearing item later you'd like to speak to. That's a better time for that, but you can speak to it now if you'd rather, whichever you'd like to do during this public comment portion. Every single meeting for the last 6 years, exactly today, I was privileged to be elected mayor 6 years ago today for the first time. So every meeting for the last 6 years, I've given the same thoughts at the start of our public comment period. We, as a body, as an elected body, and as a staff, make a commitment to you of our respect to you, and we ask the same of everyone who's here. We're very proud of how we do things in this city and how we do things in this chamber, and this is a place where we appreciate civil dialogue. We may not all agree. We may not have the same ideas for how to move things forward, no matter what it is, but we're all here because we care about the city of South Jordan. And so that's my commitment to you on behalf of all of us, and ask the same of each of you as we have these this public comment. We just ask you to keep that in mind. And with that, I will turn the time over to you, please.
Cute little timer here. Hello. Interesting introduction from all of you. Thank you. My name is Rock Ballstead. I am a South Jordan resident. I live across the street to the east in the Arbors development, and I've lived there with my wife for about 8 years. We love being in South Jordan. Wonderful, wonderful place. We love the infrastructure, and I know that there are many good places to live in South Jordan, but we certainly live in one of them over in the Arbors. We are all aware of the immigration crisis that's going on at the southern border and probably other places in our country. We have been able to be sympathetic to those in Arizona and Texas and California, and really haven't felt much of it until recent times. But in recent days and months and years, we see more and more immigrants here. And we see them trying to survive economically. We recognize that they are from a different culture, and that, and we wonder maybe in our hearts what we should be doing. Sometimes we make some gestures, and sometimes we're not really sure what to do. But I'm here tonight to introduce a woman who has made a lot of personal efforts on the immigration front. Her name is Linda San Juan. She is also a resident of South Jordan, lives three or four blocks east of here. Linda has had a lot of experience helping immigrants. She is from an immigrant background herself. She has taken many immigrants over the last few years under her wing to help them to adjust, to find ways to become part of our culture. She's taken them to get driver's licenses. She's helped them to translate documents. She's done many things to help immigrants from many countries, not only Hispanic immigrants, but from Brazil, from Africa, from all countries. And she is passionate about this desire to help immigrants. Linda San Juan is here to tell you what she has done and to make suggestions about what the city of South Jordan might do to help the immigrants to more successfully transition into our culture. And so with that brief introduction, this is Linda San Juan.
Thank you, Linda. You're welcome to come on up and take as much time as you would like to have, as much time as you need. You're way more on top of it. I did not send pictures. Even Linda sent pictures.
He requested some pictures, and I did send them.
Awesome. Thank you.
If you want to put them up on the board.
I am not in charge of that. That is way above my pay grade.
I know.
somebody else runs all the things technical.
Okay.
I think they're working on it.
Okay. Testing. Okay. Good evening, counselors. Mayor Ramsey, a few weeks ago, you sent me a letter talking about our civic duty and how important it is for our community. You said it is our duty to have a say in our decision-making process and for our voices to be heard in order to shape the direction of our community and influence our policies. So, Mayor Ramsey, I'm here today to heed your call of duty and with a heavy heart to give our city a dire warning and heads up about the present state of our migrant crisis and how it has impacted our city. I would also like to share with you some ways that we can protect our citizens through a volunteer task force committee with the liaison from various city entities, while at the same time shape the lives of these immigrants that come here for a better life but don't know how to achieve it through education, expectations, and regulations, by starting an immigrant integration program, because the reality is that in a few years, they will be our future voters. What started out 5 years ago for me as a volunteer church calling called well-being specialist, similar to a social worker or resource officer, turned out to be an eye-opening experience. My stance at the beginning, being that my grandparents were immigrants from Cuba, was, oh, those poor immigrants. But that point of view quickly changed when I realized how much damage they were doing to our country. They need our help. I'm here today to report to you the shocking reality about everything that has been going on in our city and neighboring communities. In my experience, 99% of the immigrants, the well-meaning people, present a clear and present danger to our society, health, property values, public safety, and morals. They have experienced extreme need and poverty, which have made them egocentric, persistent, and rudimentary. Although we have evolved and live in a civilized society, immigrants from all third world countries, due to corruption and failing governments, have had to revert to survival of the fittest techniques for their basic needs. Nowadays, those primitive traits, such as lying, cheating, stealing, threatening, and violence, are considered crimes in our society. Not only do they lack any notion of what our laws and social skills are, but they have a total disregard and defiance for any laws, rules, or norms that have been established. They make a mockery of our soft-handed laws and do what they want, how they want, and when they want. Most immigrants are emboldened and have extreme entitlement issues. The South Jordan Police Department needs to be aware that 99% of the male immigrants that I encountered got in a car and started driving within 3 days with no prior experience, unable to read road signs, no driver's license, no insurance, random tags they picked off other cars, no emissions or photoshopped emission stickers, no registration, insurance fraud, and photoshopped foreign driver's licenses and laminated them. Because they don't trust the system, most have refused to get a driver's license or insurance. In regards to business licensing, right now in our area, there are hundreds of unlicensed businesses, many of them which should be regulated by OSHA, like dental cleaning, weight loss medication, prescription medication from abroad, and other things that pose a serious threat to our health and safety. There is an entire society going on through WhatsApp groups that most people don't know about. That's where they advertise, conduct illegal businesses, get jobs, and rent houses because they don't speak English. Because it's encrypted, they feel safe. These groups are by invitation only, and I have been in several of them and witnessed these things firsthand. In addition, the Economic Development Department should know that many local businesses, including near Daybreak and on 10,000 Center South, have illegal immigrants working there, either knowingly or under somebody else's social security number. Immigrants make at least $1,000 a week or $24 an hour tax-free. Sadly, most of that money is not staying in this country despite the embargo. It is being sent to communist countries and to pay for human trafficking. Each immigrant I encountered was brought here by human trafficking. And there is human trafficking right now in this city where they are being received. Money laundering and human trafficking crimes are not being committed by your stereotypical hardcore criminal, but by nice, sweet, innocent-looking girls right here in our community looking for some extra cash. As far as zoning and code enforcement, construction workers are actually renting out rooms in homes that they are building before water and electric hookups. They are renting out the garages for illegal mechanic shops, including explosive chemicals, dangerous fumes, in the middle of residential areas. And beware, homeowners. Immigrants are paying people off to use their good credit and ID to rent nice houses in fancy neighborhoods and then turn around and sublet each bedroom to an entire family for $1,000 a month. Because immigrants work so hard and have very difficult jobs, they usually don't have the energy to upkeep their homes to our standards, bringing down property values. And the actual number of immigrants is so much greater because so many have told me they just walked through the open border, but there was no one there to greet them, so they never turned themselves in. In respect to the budget, taxes will go up due to public school attendance, no workers' compensation, sexually transmitted diseases due to promiscuity, lack of vaccination, pregnant women arriving to give birth, no insurance, so they use the emergency room as a clinic, and the increased budget for the fire and rescue department will be needed soon due to the overwhelming amount of people that do not wear seatbelts, have no car seats, do drunken driving with their family, domestic violence, aggressive parenting, and mental health conditions due to threats and trauma. In conclusion, we have to act now. There is no sense in crying over spilled milk. We can't control who or how many come through the gates, but we can work on a plan B to improve our chances for a better life by helping these immigrants through civics classes and other areas like English lessons and providing guidance. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Linda. Is there anyone else here in person that would like to address the council?
Luann Jensen, 11186 South, 2700 West in South Jordan. I just want to thank the city for supporting the Veterans Breakfast. I start with Melinda, who takes me to Costco, and we take over Costco. And we do well. But this day, they did not have liquid eggs. So when you're dealt lemons, you make lemonade. So we cracked 17 dozen of eggs. It's a lot of eggs to crack. Jamie, she's a jewel at the senior center. She is just a jewel. If she wants $10 million, give her a raise. She deserves every bit of it, believe me. She is always so supportive in there. The youth council, how great they are. Worked so hard and wanted to. And had a couple of mothers of the youth council live in my ward, and they said they've hardly done anything, so get them busy. So get them busy. My scout, here they are, juniors and seniors of high school, said to me in September, isn't that breakfast we do for the veterans coming up? And I said, yeah. It's nice to see the youth that want to be patriotic with what's going on in this world right now. I'm so thankful that we have youth that wants to be patriotic. And I have a crew of people that cook and just have fun and outside with a camp chef making pancakes like crazy, 24 at a time. And it's very heartwarming to see. And then when the boys bring in the flag, they do the Pledge of Allegiance. And then we had Caleb Boston sing the national anthem. And watch those veterans cry. You know you're doing the right thing. And so, when I kick the bucket one day, you better keep doing it. Whether I come down or down from blow up, one other way, I'll come one direction after you. I don't know which direction. But I appreciate it. And the mayor came and gave a lovely speech, and Susan was there, Pulsifer, and Tracy, and it was just great. And there's some cities that aren't doing anything for the veterans right now. And they thanked us and thanked us to say that you still remember us. I've lived here 50 years in August. And I think there were 1,400 people when I moved here. I have seen changes. But I look at the town overall, and I think it's great. I think we did good. We were told in the early 80s we needed twin homes. We needed zero lot lines, things like that. And we fought. It was a good fight. And we won. And I am proud of the city. And you guys, I'm proud of every one of you to keep it to the city it is. It's hard to deal with growth. It really is hard to deal with growth. We all want, as we moved into South Jordan, we wanted the door shut behind us so nobody else could move in. But growth happens, and it needs to happen. But I feel the city has controlled it. They've done a great job. And I'm just so proud to say that I live in South Jordan. And so thank you very much for your support and all you do for us. Thank you, Jason, for coming also. I appreciate you there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Luann. Thank you for all of your efforts. Those of you who don't know, Luann's lived here 50 years and been very involved in what's happened in this city all 50 years. And I like your sweatshirt. Thank you. Please go ahead.
My name is Rochelle Skoy. My address is 4454 West South Jordan Parkway. Did you hear about the doll pencil? It had no point. But I'll get to the point.
That was for you.
Two things I'd like to address. One, living off of South Jordan Parkway, very busy street. I'm right there where the walking cross guard is, the blinking lights. I don't know if you've heard of trafficlogic.com. It's about those cameras that offer tickets. And I promise you it would pay for itself. They also lease them, I guess, when I looked it all up. So many people speed down South Jordan Parkway. It's crazy. And then the crossing, there's two different types of crossings, walk crossings. There's the zebra or the ladder, or there's the parallel lines. And there's a huge difference about the crosswalks. The parallel lines and the zebra, you have to wait till the person is from one end to the other before a car can pass either direction. And that's the one that's in front of my house. And I cannot even begin to tell you how many people are walking, not even halfway through, and cars opposite the direction are just going. Tickets, you guys could make a ton of money. I don't think you'll have any problems with all the cops here today. And then another concern is the address of South Kessler Ridge Road. It's by the, there's a glass house. It's there in Daybreak. And I'm concerned. My daughter drives that way to drop off my grandbabies to daycare morning and night. And there's a few times where she's had to actually just stop in the middle of the road and wait for the other car coming towards her, heading east, to actually do the backing up, because she's not comfortable backing up. When there's a vent or something going on at the glass house, those roads, it's so scary.
The road right in front of the glass house.
Yes, gotcha. It's like absolutely insane. And I'm talking with Congresswoman Zander this morning.
Congresswoman? There's an announcement I didn't know about.
I'm not going to hear the end of it. Okay. Welcome. She said not to just, you know, come with, it's not a complaint, it's a concern. To brainstorm. So actually brainstorming, I was wondering, can't like expand the sidewalk and do all that fun stuff, or even down the green hill, invent parking, because, you know, that's probably not going to happen. But I was wondering if you could, by chance, be willing to consider blocking off on the, it would be the south side of that road with the glass house, like maybe two or three different locations on that to, like, no parking, like the length of a car. So when cars are coming and going, there would be room for a car to dodge into so that a car could keep extending without one having to, you know, not that you need a fire extinguisher there, put a fake one, I don't know, just to keep people, do it red, do the lines, I don't know, just a suggestion so that people don't have to keep, you know, it wouldn't be such a unsafe, scary situation. Thank you so much. My time is up. I just realized.
Thank you.
I usually stay in the back. It's a long walk. Laurel Bevins, my address is 3164 West Bison Ridge Road. And I know this doesn't have a public hearing, but I just wanted to say how excited I am to see this Arts Council, this Arts Master Plan come forward. I had the opportunity to read through it in the staff packet that was online, and what an incredible job they did. So Janelle and Tiffany and Laura and Jason and everybody who was involved in that, I'm very excited to see that. And it was just a wonderful job by everyone involved. So thank you for putting that together. And we are lucky to live here where arts is such a priority for this city. So thank you.
Anyone else in person like to address the council? Thanks, Luann. Is there anyone online that would like to address the council? If so, I need you to turn on your camera and give us a wave.
Bob had his hand up.
No, I think it was just the cursor.
That was the cursor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I noticed that too, but I think that was just the cursor. Yeah. Okay, last call. All right, seeing none, we'll close the public comment period of our meeting. Thank you. We are excited for this presentation that we have. We have a recognition of our SWAT team for recent efforts to provide their services in partnership with Harriman. We are going to turn to Chief Carr and members of the Harriman Police Department. We appreciate you being here. If anyone's thinking, what is the deal with all the cops at this meeting? No, we don't. It doesn't usually look like this. We welcome all of you and appreciate you being here. And Chief Carr, in this chamber, he's probably known as the other Chief Carr, right? But we thank you for being here.
I was maybe going to make a comment on that. We'll see how it turns out. Mayor, Council, thank you for having me tonight. My name is Troy Carr. I'm the Chief of Police for Harriman City and a proud resident of South Jordan. As the mayor points out, my name is probably familiar to the much older Chief Carr. I told him as I got the mic today I was going to point that out. He said, everybody already knows, go for it. So I'd like to introduce two gentlemen I have with me today. They're my colleagues. You'll see Brent Adamson, if you'd raise your hand, please. He's a commander. And Zach Adams, also a commander with the Harriman City Police Department. Tonight I come before you to honor amazing courage and duty to our communities. But that's not it. This is really about relationships and the relationship that we enjoy with many cities, including South Jordan. But it goes beyond that. It goes political relationships, executive relationships, and most importantly, officer relationships. None of this could be possible if our officers didn't come together in a very, very special way. The South Valley SWAT team is comprised of the South Jordan City, Draper City, Riverton City, and Harriman City. They demonstrate in a remarkable way what a true partnership embodies. And that's really what we're here to celebrate tonight amongst the courage that these fine men and women have shown. We're here to tell you what a great partnership we have with you, and we very, very much enjoy that and appreciate it. So to make this very quick, because we do have a lot of presentation to do, I'll turn the time over to Commander Zach Adams. If you would please come up, Zach. Unless you have any questions for me, I'll step aside. Mayor, if I might have the other Chief Carr join me.
Please.
Okay.
Come on up, Chief Carr. I have stories on him, too.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm just going to MC this, and we'll go in order. There's a few different awards that we'd like to present to these law enforcement professionals who I'm lucky enough to call my friends and my teammates. On November 20th, 2022, officers responded in Harriman to a suicidal subject who was an active duty member of the National Guard and possessed several high-powered weapons. The subject had threatened to kill his family members in addition to himself. Although the situation had a tragic ending, the actions taken by officers of our partner agencies without a doubt saved the lives of fellow officers and innocent bystanders. Behind the scenes of every SWAT situation is a group of dedicated officers who specialize in mental health and have the primary responsibility of interacting with the involved subject and other family members. These are our crisis negotiators. This incident proved particularly challenging as members of the subject's National Guard unit and other family members were attempting to conduct their own negotiations, sometimes without communicating their efforts with police. For outstanding efforts by its members functioning as a team on November 20th, 2022, we are proud to present the Distinguished Unit Award to the South Valley Crisis Negotiations Unit, which includes Sergeant Wate Afele, Officer Sean Becker, and Officer Tim Jenkins.
You guys can come up here.
And I already told Officer Becker we had a spelling error, and I will be delivering her plaque in the next couple of days. I apologize. I think. The first responding patrol officers, knowing the subject was armed and had threatened to kill officers, the first responding patrol officers, knowing the subject was armed and had threatened to kill officers, knowingly put themselves in harm's way to protect the subject's family members and other citizens. Later, members of the South Valley SWAT team deployed to the subject's residence and literally took fire for several hours while working to de-escalate the situation. For distinguished acts of courage involving imminent and serious risk and danger for the purpose of saving and protecting lives on November 20th, 2022, we are proud to present the Medal of Honor, or a Medal of Valor, to Sergeant Nate Thompson, Sergeant Matt Adams, Sergeant Zach G., Sergeant Adrian Montelongo, Master Officer Wayne Henderson, Officer Colton Weeks, Officer Sean Mueller, Officer Jen Ross, Officer Brady Thorne, Officer Sebastian Desert, and Officer Luis Barraza.
Officers, if I may, I'm going to ask that you don't go all the way back to your seats because we are going to ask you to do what you love doing by taking a group picture.
And they all start
right, I know, so they're like, we knew she was going to say that, yeah.
So we'll have you kind of start up here.
That's...
Let's do one more.
Just stay where you're at. Also, for extraordinary heroism on November 20th, 2022, while engaged in combat with a violent adversary under circumstances of imminent personal hazard to life, we are proud to present the Police Cross Medal to Master Officer Brett Talbot.
So awesome. Thank you. Grateful to live where we live. Blessed to live where we live. And to have such good men and women in this community and serving this community. Thank you. Along with that, I failed to recognize we have some members of our youth council here. So thank you to you guys for being here too. We appreciate you and your service to the city. Thanks for joining us. All right. Item G2 is a proclamation for Small Business Saturday. To make it easier to read, I'm going to take it out. whereas the city of South Jordan, whereas the South Jordan City Council celebrates our local small businesses and the contributions they make to our local economy and community. And whereas, according to the United States Small Business Administration, there are 33 million small businesses in the United States. They represent 99.7% of all firms with paid employees in the United States and are responsible for 62.7% of the net new jobs since 1995. And small businesses employ 46.4% of the employees in the private sector in the United States. And whereas 68 cents of every dollar spent at a small business in the United States stays in the local community, and every dollar spent at small businesses creates an additional 48 cents in local business activity as a result of employees and local businesses purchasing local goods and services. And whereas 72% of consumers reported that Small Business Saturday in 2022 made them want to shop and dine at small, independently owned retailers and restaurants all year long. And whereas South Jordan City, Utah supports our local businesses that create jobs, boost our local economy, and preserve our communities. And whereas advocacy groups as well as public and private organizations across the country have endorsed the Saturday after Thanksgiving as Small Business Saturday. Now, therefore, the South Jordan City Council does hereby proclaim November 25th, 2023 as Small Business Saturday and urge the residents of our community and communities across the country to support small businesses and merchants on Small Business Saturday and throughout the year. So shop local. All right, we have some action items here. Item H1 is resolution R-2023-39, adopting the South Jordan Arts Master Plan for the City of South Jordan. We look forward to having Janelle Payne, our Director of Recreation, present this.
All right, thank you. Just as kind of a reminder and summary of the project, we started developing this in the spring of 2023. We worked with Union Creative, and we have representation from them back there. We also worked with Y2 Analytics, who you heard from Kyrene earlier today. The planning process involved community engagement through in-person interactions, digital surveys, interviews with key stakeholders, roundtable discussions with both staff and artists, mapping exercises, and in-depth collaboration with the project steering committee. Also, as part of that process, we appreciate your visioning and direction through the study session held on May 16th, and then again the review of the drafted master plan in October, just a little over a month ago. We also appreciate the email comments and feedback we got as well, and feel that this plan represents a culmination of the months of thoughtful collaboration with all those groups. The Arts Master Plan is designed to serve as our roadmap, directing efforts towards building a vibrant, locally based arts community in South Jordan. It provides essential guidance and recommendations to not only city staff and administration and the council, but also the South Jordan Arts Council. And based on the input we've received from you, community members, artists, staff, and stakeholders, we want to recommend adoption of this plan. And if there is any questions or discussion that you'd like to have, we're happy to speak to those topics.
Awesome. Thank you. We don't have a public hearing on this one. This is just an action item. Anybody have any questions? We had a great presentation about this, and we had additional time, which we appreciate, to go through it even more. And it's just very well done. Anybody have any questions? All right, seeing none, can I get a motion on resolution R-2023-39 adopting the South Jordan Arts Master Plan for the City of South Jordan?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve resolution R-2023-39 adopting the South Jordan Arts Master Plan.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Any additional discussion?
Mayor, may I make a comment?
Please, go ahead.
I just want to say thank you to Jake, our consultant, and his team for this wonderful plan that's being put before us. Whenever we go into a master plan, I'm always afraid that we'll just get kind of the last project they did just with South Jordan's name stamped on it instead. That's true. And no, Jake and his team took a completely comprehensive approach, fresh look at it. Just very appreciative of his team and Janelle's team in making this all come together. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, ditto.
Awesome. Very well done. With that, I'm going to turn to Mrs. Crookston to ask you to lead a roll call vote.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
And Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Everyone who worked on this, everyone who's been part of this, thank you. Appreciate it. My favorite thing still was at the Easter event when people got to put the fake money in the bucket in front of the, you know, the diagram that they liked the best. I love that. That was good. Thank you. All right. Item H2 is Resolution R-2023-54, appointing members to the Senior Advisory Committee. We will go back to Janelle Payne, our Director of Recreation, for this.
Thanks. Earlier tonight, you had the opportunity to meet Ms. Jansky, who has applied to be on the Senior Advisory Committee, and meet with her and ask questions, get to know her a little bit better. We as a staff have gotten to know her at the Community Center, and we fully support and recommend her appointment to the Senior Advisory Committee.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes, we do, and we love that. We've got a few folks here. We appreciate joining us. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Always, it's so great to see you always. We just appreciate you joining us tonight. Anybody have any questions, comments, concerns, or would someone like to make a motion?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve Resolution R-2023-54, appointing members to the Senior Advisory Committee.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Please.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, please tell Ms. Jansky how much we appreciate her willingness to serve, and we look forward to having her be part of the Senior Advisory Committee and part of the great things that are happening. So thank you. All right, next we have a public hearing, item I-1. We will have a public hearing on Resolution R-2023-48, amending the future land use plan map of the general plan of the City of South Jordan from stable neighborhood to economic center on the property located at 1753 West South Jordan Parkway and 1757 West South Jordan Parkway, 1801 West South Jordan Parkway, and 1803 West South Jordan Parkway, 1829 West South Jordan Parkway, and 1831 West South Jordan Parkway. We're going to turn to our Director of Planning, Mr. Stephen Schaefermeyer, to introduce this item, and then we will also turn to the applicant, if there's anything that he might would like to share before we open the public hearing so the public can hear everything that's been shared before weighing in.
Thank you, Mayor. I won't repeat all of those addresses. I will say, though, this is property on the south side of South Jordan Parkway, just west of the canal, across from, there's a law firm in an office building, just up from Bingham High School. This property was owned by UDOT from when South Jordan Parkway was expanded. If you drive down South Jordan Parkway, you see these remnant parcels. They did some funky things with these parcels when they sold them, so that's why there's four different addresses. The property that is, well, so this is the land use map. When we started coloring on the map the last time we attacked the general plan, sometimes the colors didn't end up exactly where we had thought they would. We took your direction seriously that we should preserve as much commercial along South Jordan Parkway. And if you look further west from here, you'll see a lot of those remnant parcels were labeled as commercial. Somehow these ones were not labeled that. So part of the proposal tonight is to correct that by changing the general plan designation from stable neighborhood to economic center. Just so we're clear, there's no connection into this neighborhood from these properties. So I don't, there was never an expectation that this be residential. Certainly a lot of people who contacted us when UDOT put the properties up for sale wanted to do residential, and we were grateful when an applicant came forward that that was willing to do commercial. And part of the property, the two furthest east parcels, are already zoned community commercial. So the proposal is to change the land use for all six parcels and to change the zoning for the four furthest west parcels to match the zoning of their companion parcels. Our rezone requirements do require a concept plan. Unlike, there is no development agreement proposed here, so this is truly a concept plan. Once this is rezoned, unless you require some sort of an agreement, they are allowed to do anything within the zone. This is what they're proposing currently, two buildings with drive-throughs. We find any beverage and food businesses these days, whether the main driver is drive-through traffic or not, they want that option, having learned from the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And this is just, again, their concept with the possibility of six tenants. As we see these multi-tenant buildings, sometimes businesses take over more than one unit. And so this is not a proposal tonight except for the zoning. And I'm happy to answer any questions after the public hearing.
Okay.
Mayor, may I ask a point of clarification?
Yeah.
So when we look at this proposal, is that taking up all three, six lots shown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so the intent would be to have it be one project. And I don't know what the agreement was with UDOT when they bought the property. Traditionally, getting access to a state road is time-consuming and sometimes difficult. And the state's intent is to limit the number of entrances on and off their state roads. And so with property this size, there would be no way to divide it. There would have to be some sort of cohesive project for all of the properties for that fact alone.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see if the if Max Bordak is here.
And they are. The applicants.
Are you here? If so, we'll turn some... Yes, you're welcome to come on up because we'd love to hear from you. And we always give staff the opportunity to present and the applicant the opportunity to speak so that when we open the public hearing, the public and the council have all heard everything that's been said.
Perfect.
So please, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Max Bordak. This is my partner.
My name is Ludwig Berberian.
Yeah, and I would like to do a project here in South Jordan. And for that, we need a rezone. And we're here to answer any questions you might have.
So in our previous, meeting with the commissioners, they had a few requests or ideas. One was with all the drive-thrus. I don't know if you guys can see all that. With the drive-thrus, I'm aware you guys have a queuing for four cars per drive-thru and then request for six. We have four drive-thrus. They're numbering seven per one of them is seven. The other one is seven. The other one's eight. And the other one is 13 cars per queue. So we're, well beyond what you guys are requesting. And that was one of the issues, and that's why we kind of corrected a lot of our project itself to make sure that's passing your guys' requests. Another one was a fellow gentleman last meeting let us know about noise complaints and how we can prevent that from the neighboring houses. And so our next...
on the west side of the property. Yeah. So there's a gentleman here right now, and he had concerns at the last meeting. So right now we're just going with a standard 6-foot masonry wall, but we're willing to
increase that size
go
if
higher,
you guys are
if that's
allowing
something
us,
that's,
of course.
Would,
so it
know,
doesn't bother tenants
sense.
And everything like that, because we're aware that it could cause noise. We don't believe it will, but we're aware that a lot of cars could cause noise or queuing. So we just want to just get ahead of that beforehand. So.
Okay. And point of clarification, Mr. Schaefermeyer, this is just for the zoning. So there's some sort of, there's a project that's being considered, worked on, whatever, but that's not to the point that it's coming to us. You guys are still working
on
that.
We just want to open up the discussion.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, we just want to kind of ahead of time just let you guys know that we are working on it and approaching it as best as we can. So,
okay.
you know, as per your guys' requests.
Okay.
Yeah, so this did go to the Planning Commission, as all rezones do, and they voted unanimously to recommend approval on the zone. As you know, site plans are approved at a Planning Commission level, so you will not see this again. I was rushing to pull up the code on 6-foot fences versus 8-foot fences. There's language in there that allows the council to vary to an 8-foot. I'd have to quickly find that if that is something that we want to implement.
Is that something I'm not sure that about tonight, or would that wait until a potential project came to us?
Right. And that's the challenge, is the site plan only goes to the Planning Commission, mm-hmm. though there might be a way to bring just the 8-foot fence issued back to you. I would need to find that. That was news to me. So I apologize for not being prepared with that information. The drive-throughs are a conditional use. So in addition to all this other site planning issues, we would look closely at stacking and signage and lights and sound and all of that once this goes through the site planning process. But yes, tonight it's only the zoning. It's always difficult for people to separate the concept being shown. Once this is zoned, they could sell it and somebody else could come in with a new concept, and we've certainly seen that before. So that's why we tend to try not to get into those issues.
Mm-hmm. Tonight is just the zoning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask another clarification point, actually, of Mr. Schaefer-Meyer? In the motion, can we actually add an amendment to say up to 8 feet? And would that be acceptable?
I just raised my eyebrows at Ryan. I will do my best to pull up that information and hopefully get some input from Ryan to see if that's an issue that we can address tonight.
I think the best thing is, if you're inclined to do so, is to say up to 8 feet. The council will allow up to 8 feet. Yeah. And then what we can do is work through and see. We already have your approval. We won't need to come back to you. Exactly. Whatever engineering and other things we need to do, if our code allows it. I'm just not sure either off the top of my head under how we would do it. But
that way the next time we see these guys would be when we're coming through the drive-thru.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you. So much. Okay. We will...
We also, cut you off, but we also have our architect, so if you guys have any
further question about the site plan,
okay.
I mean,
after we have the public hearing, we'll open it to the council to ask any questions that they may have of you or of our staff or whatever of your team.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
All right, I'm now going to open the public hearing on resolution R2023-48. I'm going to read the whole thing. Amending the future land use plan map of the general plan of the city of South Jordan from stable neighborhood to economic center on property located at 1753 West, 1757 West, 1801 West, 1803 West, 1829 West, and 1831 West, all on the South Jordan Parkway. The same thing that I said at the opening of our public comment applies to our public hearings. Everyone gets 3 minutes. Please give us your name and address for the record, and the time is now yours. If there's anyone here in person that would like to speak to this.
When the police left, it cleared this place out, didn't it?
Right.
My name is Stan Balfour. My address is 10427 Terra Lee Court, which is the property just west, adjacent to these two lots that are going to be rezoned. And there's always progress, you know, and so the issue is not the rezoning. I was at the meeting, I guess it was 3 weeks ago, and they showed the concept, very nice concept. And I appreciate them considering the 8-foot walls, you know, because we've got 8-foot walls on 104th right there, as you know. And I can look over 6-foot walls, you know, and so that. The concern, and I've talked with them about it, they've been very open, you know, and that is, you know, I know the city's had problems with drive-through issues and backing up and things, you know, going on. And that's my major concern. Is the drive-through issues. Remember the one just up on the corner there, whoops. They're now not there, but they used to come out on the street and on 104th. They were backed up on 104th. So that's my main concern, is because we know it's gonna be commercial. Hey, that's fine. But just the issue, and again, 6-foot fences, I can look over those. That's a little, interesting. Well, you can see the business is going on. So 8 foot, and they're open to that so far. And so that was my key issues. Thank you.
So you're saying don't put a Raising Cane's right there. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
With lines clear around the whole country. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's been places in the city where, well, I won't say where, but drive-thrus have been a big deal. And it's created all sorts of havoc. So that's the, especially on 104th. I mean, you know, that's a biggie, right? But their design's very nice. I mean, the concept. I know we're not talking concept, but they put it up. So, that's my concern.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. Thank you. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to speak to this item in this public hearing? If so, please turn on your camera and give us a wave. All right, seeing none, thank you. We will close this public hearing and turn to the council, see what questions you have, what comments, or if there's a motion.
Mayor, I have a question for probably even Stephen or Jeremy. Just concerned about the traffic, like Mr. Balfour, was it?
Balfour.
Of just as far as, you know, at some point, can we require that an island be put in? I'm concerned about people who are headed west on 104th trying to make a left-hand turn into there. I really see this property needing basically to be a right turn in, right turn out type situation, so you don't have people trying to cut across South Jordan Parkway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and engineering has similar concerns, you know, that haven't really been analyzed yet because we don't have a site plan to review yet. But there is a raised median that's right near, that ends really close to where this access would be. And so we're expecting that it's likely that UDOT will extend that raised median and it would be a right in, right out, but we don't know that yet. Okay. And ultimately, it'll be permitted through UDOT, where it's accessed onto their road.
And so will that happen once we receive a site plan, then that, I guess, traffic study would be done and presented to UDOT? Or I guess just kind of concerned at what point this issue would be addressed through this whole process. You know, don't want them, you know, to have to go back and do this after the fact.
Yeah, as part of the site plan review, we'll make sure that the UDOT permit is received as prior to us finalizing our approval.
Great, thank you.
The drive-through also requires a conditional use permit, which requires that analysis as well to see if there's a true impact that's substantiated and whether they've done what they can to mitigate it. And again, it comes down to the ultimate size of the buildings and a lot of that. So we've heard loud and clear from the Planning Commission that they are concerned about drive-throughs. There was another drive-through further east on South Jordan Parkway by Sodalicious. It was a coffee shop that was going to be new to the area. Didn't ever get built. I'm not sure why. But that required several meetings to get through because of concerns about stacking cars. Yeah. So it sounds like the applicant is aware at this point. Once they get closer to submitting for site plan, that will be a big topic of discussion. The conditional use permit also, I think one of the reasons drive-throughs have been a conditional use permit is the effect that it can have on neighboring residential properties with lit up boards and speakers and that sort of thing. And so that's the other thing that we'll look at. And through the conditional use process, there may be opportunities to mitigate some of that as long as it's analyzed properly.
Thank you.
So just go ahead. Of clarification, Mr. Schaefermeyer, who approves then that conditional use permit? Does that go through the Planning Commission?
Planning Commission, okay. Mm-hmm. At the time of site plan.
Okay.
So if there's an existing building that wanted to add a drive-through, then they would be amending their site plan and getting a conditional use permit. Where this is a new building, we run those two together so that we address the issues all at once.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. All right. If there isn't anything else, I'll ask if there is a motion. I get to the right thing. This is two different pages. I'll say it right. These are both different right now. Yeah, I'm going to ask if there is a motion on. this is the one, right? Yeah. Amending the future land use plan map of the general plan of the city of South Jordan from stable neighborhood to economic center on property at 1753 West, 1757 West, 1801 West, 1803 West, 1829 West, and 1831 West, South Jordan Parkway.
Mayor, I'll move that we approve resolution R-2023-48 and would include in the motion an allowance up to an 8-foot wall.
Great. We have a motion by Mr. Marler. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. We have an active motion and a second on the table. Any discussion? All right. Seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, could you please lead a roll call vote?
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Thank you. And congratulations. That rezone goes through. Thank you. We appreciate Mr. Balfour. We appreciate you coming, too. Thanks to everybody who's here. And look forward to seeing how this turns out. Best of luck. Thank you. All right. The next item we have is another public hearing on zoning ordinance 2023-06-Z, rezoning property located at... Okay, just making sure it's right. All the same addresses, right? Can I do it that way?
No, it's not all the same addresses.
All right, we have a zoning ordinance. We're going to do it right, no matter how long it takes. We're going to public hearing on zoning ordinance 2023-06-Z, rezoning property located at 1801 West South Jordan Parkway, 1803 West South Jordan Parkway, 1829 West, 1831 West, both on South Jordan Parkway, from R2.5 single family residential zone to CC community commercial zone. We'll turn back to Stephen Schaefermeyer for this presentation.
So, I guess I might be a little bit confused. I don't have anything additional to add.
Well, that's why I was reading through this.
Yeah. Okay. So nothing additional to add.
Just all the information that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of a package deal.
Yeah, I will say we've been struggling through the new paradigm that state law gave us on hearings and such. And so anyway, be patient with us as we
dot our I's and cross our T's. That's good. So all right.
Can I ask a clarification? I mean, there are... So you're just doing the lots or the areas that were not zoned properly. There are some of them that were already, correct?
Right. And that's the only difference. Right. So the last public hearing was about changing the land use. So that then we could change the zoning so that it complies with the land use. And two of those lots, the two that were furthest east, already have the zoning. Already. Yeah.
Perfect.
Sorry for the confusion.
Great point of clarification. Thank you very much. All right, unless you have anything different, the applicant, to add? All right, thank you. We will open the public hearing now on zoning ordinance 2023-06-Z. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to that? Hi. Or is there anyone online that would like to speak to this? If so, please turn on your camera.
I guess I see wanting to speak in the red.
Okay, seeing none, we will close the public hearing, and I will turn to the council and see if you have any questions or if there is a motion on this zoning ordinance.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve zoning ordinance 2023-06-Z, as you have stated it.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mrs. Zander. Any additional discussion or questions? All right, seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, could you please lead a roll call vote?
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
And Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Okay, Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for being here. All right, item J, we have Glenmore land use items. J1, we have a presentation on resolution R2023-50, resolution R2023-51, and zoning ordinance 2023-07-Z, all related to the Glenmore proposed development. I know we have the applicant here, and we're going to turn first to our director of planning, Stephen Schafermeyer.
Thank you, Mayor. And to point you to the agenda, we're going to do the presentation on all three items. There are two resolutions and an ordinance. One of the resolutions is for a development agreement, one is for the land use map, and one is for the rezone. And so then we'll have separate public hearings for each of those, and then you'll do your motions on each of those. And that's the same for the last item on the agenda as well. And I'll try to remember that as well. So I think everybody is familiar with Glenmore Golf Course. If you were around in 2018, you were definitely familiar with Glenmore Golf Course. I don't think anybody that went to that meeting at Bingham High School or that night in general will forget it.
Ever.
Nothing like having a giant meeting on saving a golf course on the same night as Truth and Taxation. So fun experience. Yeah, right?
I won't be here. What a party.
As when this application was submitted, we immediately thought, how can we communicate to the public what's actually going on here? Because there's a lot of room for confusion. Based on the number of public comments that we haven't received, I think that we've been fairly successful in communicating both staff efforts and the applicant's effort, who has done several outreaches to neighbors that are not required by the code, and we appreciate that. The proposal before you tonight is on only 10.81 acres approximately of the golf course area. It's roughly, this is the entire golf course. The majority of the golf course has a land use of open space. This is the zoning. The majority of the golf course also has an open space zoning, and that was all done in 2018. With the exception of this area, which has an RMPD and encapsulated the entitlement of the previous zoning, which was A5. The prior zoning was A1. The proposal before you tonight is largely on that parking lot, which is there's part of it's paved, part of it's unpaved currently for the golf course, and also to take care of the property that goes along St. Andrews Drive. Thank you for clearing that. And this is the land use. Those slides got a little bit out of order. So here are the two different properties that are involved. The one in blue, the proposal is to simply rezone that to open space. This area was entitled through that last rezone to have part of 72 units of residential. And then the red area is to rezone to commercial. And the proposal, and we'll just pull up the site plan, concept plan for that, is to have I got to pull up the development agreement here. 105 lodging units, so a hotel with some commercial uses on the ground floor on the south part of the property, and then a retail building up by the clubhouse. The clubhouse, the greens, the majority of the property is not included in this proposal tonight. Along with this proposal is the planned development floating zone. Here's some renderings of what's being proposed. The planned development floating zone allows for modification of the underlying zone. In this case, it would be the CC zone. And through that modification, it's encapsulated in a development agreement. And so there's a development agreement in your packet tonight. That's why we have the three different hearings I can walk through as much or as little of that as you would like. The concept, again, is to build this hotel. And what's not pictured here in this rendering is also a proposal for a retail building there. It is on the site plan. And the development agreement lays out exactly what uses are and are not allowed in this area of the golf course. This also went to Planning Commission for their review and received a positive recommendation, unanimous positive recommendation. We did receive a letter today from a neighbor mentioning a Glenmore buffer planting plan. I talked to a consultant from the applicant. I think they're going to explain it. It's not a part of the current development agreement. So if that is important to you, that be a requirement, the development agreement will have to be added to the development agreement. What is currently in the development agreement is addressing the setbacks between the hotel and the adjacent residential. A minimum 20-foot wide landscape setback between the parking and the hotel and the Glenmore Greens 3 subdivision, which is this subdivision, labeled here as the Villas at Glenmore Greens, as well as up to an 8-foot tall fence, speaking of 8-foot tall fences. So both of those things were put in. It sounds like there was an additional offer from the applicant, and they're prepared to talk through that. So unless there's specific questions about the proposal or the development agreement, I'm happy to take questions after the applicant's presentation and public hearing.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, we'd like to invite the applicant to come on up if you'd like to share anything. Time is yours. We'd love to hear what you have to say and make sure that the public gets to hear what you have to say before they weigh in.
Mic's
you
off.
Bumped the off button on the side when you're moving the cable.
Right on the side. There you go.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see how this presentation goes. We're going to see how this works. We're pretty excited about this. I can't believe it's been 5 years since this happened. I mean, we've all changed a little bit over that 5 years. Brad's on his way out, and it's been a lot of fun. We had some supporters here today, and that's really made the golf course a great thing. I know how tired everybody is, so I'm going to go through this really kind of quick for you, but go ahead, Corey. Let's see. This is some of the things that we do in the community. We have the Valentine's Day and the 4th of July, the 24th of July celebration. We have all the neighbors that come out and just love this celebration. More importantly, we've been able to raise a lot of money for cancer, nearly over $60,000 this year. We raised a lot of money for Jordan School District, over $100,000 this year. And it's the veterans' home course for the veterans. The hotel's an important element of this because we can host people here and they can do therapy there at the golf course. And we're really excited about that. We're excited to join with people who need cancer treatments and et cetera that can come here and then also have the ability to do therapy at the golf course. These are some of the things we do. We have the number one junior league that I know of in the country. I mean, I think Darcy's got like 450 kids. I don't know how many. I know that the governor's wife, Abby, brings 300 or 400, you know, special needs kids here. And it's really just a wonderful charity for South Jordan City that myself and my family love this city. This is the overall golf course. It didn't look like that when we took it over. And it's pretty amazing.
I'm like, I want a picture of that. It's,
I know.
So good.
Yeah, keep going. Then the fairways.
It's beautiful, Doug.
Yeah, just kind of go through this. But we have some of the best greens in the valley, and this is not been doctored. I want everybody to know that is exactly what that golf course looks like from an aerial shot.
All that green?
Yeah, all that green. And it has not been touched. Right, Corey?
That's exactly right.
Okay. This is what this. Yeah.
Answer correct.
This is what was approved on this on the golf course, and of course we wanted to eliminate all this housing that was on it, and so we did. And so we go to the next one. This is what we were proposing. We have a commitment from Snellgrove Ice Cream, and we're working on Kavanaugh's Candy Store, and the PGA would like to office here, the chapter in Utah. And we think it'll really be fun, and that's kind of an up close. It's really a country, homey feel. It's not like a, you know, modern style. It really fits into the community and the architecture of the community next to it. Okay, keep going. This is what we were talking about. Stephen was talking about. We met with the homeowners, and we wanted to assure them that the property around them was not going to be turn into a parking lot or structures, building structures. And so this in red, we put some notes on here that the fence that they put up, the developer put up there is a plastic fence. We wanted to replace that with a concrete fence, primarily because we didn't want to have to go in and replace it in 10, 15 years, right? I mean, and then go to the next picture. So that's in the parking lot, okay? This is what the berm will look like, and this is what I showed to the neighbors there. Yeah, it'll berm it so the headlights hit the berm and the trees, and then the new concrete fence would be located there, and then go to the next picture. There's one more picture, but I can tell you, back it up.
You want the long one?
The long one, the other.
Put that one in it?
We didn't? No. Okay. Anyway, so where it has landscape buffer and it elbows down right there, that buffer there is about I would say about 50 feet wide, and it goes all the way down and butts into a fence that protrudes out. And so just so that the people know, I wanted to make this all part of, and I'll send you an exhibit, part of the development agreement, so that I assured these people that it would all be part of the development agreement, that we have this buffer around that community right there. And I'll send you another drawing of that next week. Okay. And then Glenmore Resort. So do you want me to ask any questions, or do you want me to go sit down?
Well, I think we will give you a chance to sit down, but don't go far.
I won't.
We'll have our public hearing.
Okay.
And then we'll turn to the council and see if they have any questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We will now open. We have three in a row, and we are doing them separately. We're going to open the public hearing on Resolution R-2023-50, which would be authorizing the mayor to sign a master development agreement pertaining to the development of property located at 9800 South, 4800 West. Is there anyone here that would like to speak to this public hearing?
Good evening. Hi. My name is Henry Corzin. I'm at 10071 South Glenmore Drive. That's the Villas at Glenmore, the largest property owner in the Villas of Glenmore. Our property is on the 18th fairway at the golf course. In 2018, when we moved there in May, we were shocked by the signs that went up in June. Needless to say, we're very happy what's happened since then. In fact, I'm elated. We moved back from Florida, where we've seen a lot of golf course failures and a lot of golf course success. So immediately, my concern was of a personal nature, of course. I didn't want to lose my shirt on what I just purchased. To say that the development has gone well since 2018 is an understatement. It's fantastic. There's a lot of money that's been spent and invested with no return other than for future development. So it's been very, very, very good. While we're only commenting on the development agreement, I will say that I'm for the development agreement, for the land use amendment, and for the zone change. And I cannot say anything more other than to say that Doug has been a great steward of that property, and the city of South Jordan should be in ever his debt for the money he has spent and invested in improving the community and keeping the green space that we need in all our communities. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. My name is Mark Pekkanen.
Nice
live
to
at
see you.
97.
It's been a while.
It's been 5 years.
It's been 5 years.
I live at 9706 Sky Drive, South Jordan, Utah 84009. Yes, it seems like it's yesterday that I was here. It's more intimidating being in front of nobody than it was in front of a whole packed crowd, I must admit. But back then, yeah, I'm here tonight on behalf of the Glenmore Sky Village Homeowners Association. That's the little condos that border the greens there. I was here like pleading with you to find a solution, find some way to save Glenmore Golf Course, and of course you did exactly that. So thank you so much. You did more than that. You actually got us another good neighbor, and that's Mr. Doug Young. And so it's been fantastic. The changes that he's wrought on the golf course and on the whole neighborhood have been just amazing. So, and I think that I speak for all of our homeowners to say that they're very, very happy with how things turned out. So I just came tonight to register that. I wanted to mention, because I did ask the homeowners, and some of them did mention some concerns during construction phase, whether that might result in increased traffic up and down Sky Drive, and if so, if there could be some kind of, I don't know whether anything has to specifically be done, but just wanted to raise awareness that that could be potentially an issue, I think. That is weighing on them a little bit. But other than that, nothing else to say. Thank you for the solution that you came up with, and thanks, Doug.
Appreciate it. Yep. Nice to see you. Thank you. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak to this? Or anyone online that would like to speak during this public hearing? Joan, yes. Joan, we're trying to get you unmuted.
Am I unmuted now?
You are.
Okay, thank you. My name is Joan Wells. I live at 4792 West Kite Court. I'm right adjacent to the parking lot, basically, of where this hotel is going to be built. And I've kind of come to the result that it's probably not as bad as what it would have been had they crammed in that many homes in that area. Why that was ever agreed to or thought of, I don't know. It was kind of a weird situation to put that many homes on that golf course to begin with. And Doug has been really kind as far as he, you know, I was actually the one that stressed the need to have a good, strong fence as a barrier between the parking lot and our community. Because like Doug said, right now it's just kind of a foaming plastic fence. So he's willing to do that. It looks like he's incorporated that. So that is perfect. I think the only other thing that I really have a concern about is the traffic on 4800 West. I live right next to 4800 West, and I can tell you that the traffic going up and down that so-called 30-mile-an-hour road is not 30 miles an hour. So if this goes through, it would be really nice, especially with the park, the new park across the street, to have maybe one of those digital signs up at the top of the road there's one at the bottom from the hill, which is great, but I think we need one up the top too, because people speed down that road, up and down that road like no other. And so they're proposing adding two additional driveways besides the one that's there. So it's a lot of traffic coming in and out. So that's kind of my biggest concern at this point, is just taking care of the traffic on that two-lane 4800 West Road.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joan, appreciate that. We've taken notes of what everybody said. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else online that would like to speak to this public hearing? And anyone else here in person? Okay. Thank you. Seeing none, we will close this public hearing and open. As Stephen Schaefermeyer said, we'll do all three public hearings in a row. They're all related to this project, as we identified, and I'll tell you the name of them. But if your comments from before match this, you don't have to come back up. You're welcome to, whatever you'd like to do. We'll open the public hearing on Resolution R-2023-51, which is amending the future land use plan map of the general plan of the City of South Jordan from open space to economic center on property located at 9800 South, 4800 West. Is there anyone here that would like to speak to this? Or anyone online? Okay. Seeing none, we will close that public hearing and go to our third and final public hearing for this item, which is on Zoning Ordinance 2023-07-Z, rezoning property located at 9800 South, 4800 West from the RM6PD and Park Open Space Subdistrict, OSP, zone to Community Commercial with Plan Development Overlay, CCPD zone, for parcel 27-17-301-002 and from RM6PD zone to OSP zone for parcel 27-07-301-003. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this public hearing?
Good evening. A lot of you know who I am. My name is Darcy Olson. I live at 3951 West Gray Malkin in South Jordan. I also am employed at Glenmore, work for Doug Young, the Young family. On all three things, I think it's fantastic. Doug has put a lot of time and effort, and I've probably seen 50 renditions of this. And he definitely did put a lot of thought and time and effort into what would most benefit the community. And to say that Glenmore is not a positive impact on South Jordan would be, you know, an understatement. That Glenmore really benefits the community, and it has grown so much in the years that it's been saved, and very grateful to the Young family, and I want it to continue to be that way. And it is expensive to run the golf course. It's expensive to run any golf course, and the current situation with all the homes, there would be no parking, and a lot of you have come to Glenmore, and you have not been able to find a place to park, so that would be a detriment. But I do think this plan is amazing and great. It's going to benefit the community. It's going to benefit the park. It's going to benefit the programs and the things that we have been doing and continue to have them grow and benefit the youth and the veterans and all the things that we try to do at Glenmore. So thank you, Doug, and your family. And we want it to be a long-term relationship. Thank you.
Thank you, Darcy.
Evening. Excuse me. My name is Sean Laborman. I live at 9973 South Snead Lane, right adjacent to the proposed resort hotel. Just a couple things. I wanted to, excuse me. I work in construction, and I know probably the most important thing you do is when you move on to a new job site is that you make friends with your neighbors. And I want to commend Doug for including us in all of his discussions. And he's been a really good steward of the golf course. There's been a lot of great improvements there. I spend a lot of time there as well. And we're all behind this. We appreciate the thoughtfulness that he's put into it, trying to accommodate some of our requests, and would definitely vote for this.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to be here amongst you. Appreciate the time you put in. I just have one complaint on the golf course. I'm an old guy, and I need as much roll as I can get. Sometimes Doug keeps it too wet, but I love the green. I love the green.
Can I have you give us your name and address for the record?
Oh, sure. Mike Tomsick, Address is 4777 West Ells Court. I live in the Villas there. At the past 5 years, I've just seen that develop there with the youth program, colleges coming in from all over the United States, international teams coming in from China and everywhere around the world. It's just been amazing to meet those people as you walk around and ride around at the golf course. As was mentioned, it's been a lot of good for the community, especially the kids. Darcy has probably the biggest one that I know of in the United States, about 450 kids. Maybe it's more than that now. Maybe it was last year, it was around 350, 400. So it supports a lot of children. You see them there from 3 to 4 years old on up until they get into high school, and they're still playing golf there. I love this community. Out of all the options that we have, a miniature golf, homes, three-story homes with patios on top, this is the best option. It may take a little bit of the view away, but it's going to give these people at the end some privacy. And there's going to be 100 feet, I believe, between the building and the fence. So with that berm there, I think it's going to be very, very nice. And just like to thank Darcy and Doug for all they do over there. It's been a great improvement, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Anyone else in person would like to speak? Or is there anyone online that would like to speak? All right, seeing none, we will close this public hearing. Thank you to all of you for being here. We're going to go to Resolution R-2023-50, authorizing the mayor to sign a master development agreement pertaining to the development of property located at 9800 South, 4800 West. I'll turn to the council and see if anyone has any questions or comments or if there's a motion on this.
Madam Mayor, I have a motion to approve Resolution R-2023-50, authorizing the mayor to sign a master development agreement pertaining to the development located at 9800 South, 4800 West, and also including the Glenmore planting plan. I don't recall
landscape
exactly.
Buffer zone.
Landscape buffer zone as well. And, you know, once we get to the proper place, I'll have some comments.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion on the table. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Motion by Mr. Shelton and a second by Mrs. Zander. All right, any discussion, comments? We'll turn to Mr. Shelton first and then anyone else.
Yeah, this is just so great, Doug. Thank you. Thank you all. Wish I wasn't such a boo, but it's in the genes, I guess. But I just can't think of a better outcome or a better partner in making this happen. I can't remember the last time that we had a developer come present a concept plan to us and a master development agreement and say, oh, and by the way, I want to add this that's going to cost me money to do it. I don't recall that ever happening before. And that just speaks to your character and your integrity. And your commitment to our community. So this means a lot to me personally, to my family, and the neighborhood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Eric, can I make a comment?
I'm happy to. Yeah.
Go ahead. Mr. Miller, and then I'll turn to you.
Yeah, mine would not have been a motion. It would probably have been an emotion.
Yeah.
With incredible gratitude. I've had an opportunity to work a bit with Mr. Young over the past few months and certainly past few years. We were looking 5 years ago for, and I described it back then, I still describe it the same, as a knight in shining armor to somehow save Glenmore and resolve a very, very large issue that very few people would be able to resolve. And all I can say is, and I'm not a crier, by the way, and so you're not going to hear me get emotional, but thank you, Doug Young, for everything that you have done on this project and others, and for your commitment to the community is unbelievable and so greatly appreciated. That's all I can say. It's unusual, and it's probably unwarranted. You've spent more money than you should have. You ought to know better than that. But thank you, because the community has benefited greatly. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, I just wanted to make a point of, I think we also owe a huge thanks to Mr. Shelton, because when we were trying to save Glenmore, or when people were trying to save Glenmore, I just did not see a way to do it. And had you not stepped up, Doug, we couldn't have. And Don, thank you for just keep beating up this little whip to keep going on this. I remember neighbors petitioning my house because they kept saying, Tamara, raise taxes, save Glenmore. I said, I can't do that. I can't vote to raise taxes to save Glenmore. You know who I'm talking about. They put signs all around my house, save Glenmore. I'm like, people. Anyway, Doug, you saved it. You saved Glenmore. And so when these sweet residents come up and thank us, really the thanks is you did this. And we got to go along and cheer you on. And thank you for your investment. Financially, this has been a huge, huge investment. And it will go on for decades. So thank you. I also want to thank you because when you first stepped up and started talking to us, I didn't know if we could trust you. I'm being very honest. I thought, what's his ultimate thing here? Like, there's got to be an underlying something, and you have proven to be trustworthy and a man of integrity, so thank you. It's been a phenomenal opportunity to be a part of this and to sit where I sit and just see all the good that you've done in our community. This is a huge asset, and I'm so grateful and excited for it. And Darcy, thank you. I wish I golfed and I could come out and spend more time on your golf course. That's my goal and my bucket list when I retire, like Mr. Marler. And just all the little things, the fireworks. I took my family out there a year ago, and I said, this is Mr. Doug Young, and they're like, whatever. I'm like, no, he's the one that did this. People don't know, and I appreciate your humility, but thank you. I'm so excited to vote yes for this, so thank you again.
Awesome. Thank you. Anyone else?
Mayor?
Please.
Just want to echo statements made by my fellow council members, a thank you to Doug. I remember, our long meeting that night, and, I wasn't very positive at the time. I really thought, we might have to seriously look at doing like a geo bond or something to try and save it. And I remember telling, I think I said in the meeting, but I know I told residents, I'm willing to go along with Doug's plan as kind of, maybe the happy fairy tale. That something positive can end up happening. And thank you for all that you've done. And just because you've met my wife and brave enough to show concept plans to her on another project, just thought you'd appreciate knowing that when she saw the rendering of what you're proposing, she gave you the thumbs up and she liked it. And you know what she would do otherwise if she didn't like it. So, but thank you, Doug, for all that you've done on Glenmore. I have a friend that, colleague from work, that when Glenmore first came up, it was going to be developed, and he's a very avid golfer, and he's like, oh, Glenmore is a waste of my time. I won't golf there. And then Doug took it over, and he's like,
you guys better watch out. He's going to turn into a country club, and no one will be able to go there except for the elite. And yet you've kept it open to everybody as you've made this great investment. So thank you. And that's everything, Mayor.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. I appreciate all that you guys have done. When I kind of look at, what's being proposed today, it just keeps getting better. And that's what I like to see. I mean, we've come a long way in 5 years from where we started. And when I say we, it's you. We appreciate being along the journey with you in this process. But this is kind of taking it to the next level. And, it's the golf course has been great. It's, you see the pictures and how it's been. I saw what it was before you took it over, and there's been a lot of sprucing up and a lot of clearing out of dead trees and making it green, and just the fairways have been improved, the greens have been improved. There's just the practice putting greens are state of the art. I mean, there's just a number of things that just been improved, and now here with this hotel, that area, will benefit tremendously from all that. And so we appreciate that you continually can think of additional things to do that are going to make our city even better. So thank you for all that. I'm happy to support what you have proposed here. Thank you.
Yeah. It almost sounds like a eulogy. This is not your funeral. Yeah. However, I do want to add some thoughts. August 7th, 2018 is a day I will never forget. My son left on his mission that day, and I came straight to City Hall to have a truth and taxation to build a police and fire station, and then went to Bingham High School and for 4 hours listened to passionate residents begging us to save Glenmore for 4 hours, knowing we had literally no solutions at our disposal. Nothing. We had no ability to do that. Nothing. We wanted to do that and had no way to make it happen. Some remarkable things came about at the end of that meeting, and so many people were so desperate for an answer. So many neighbors that were like, I've called everyone. I've called the Romneys. I've called, people, residents were just like, we're trying everybody we know who has any money who might could do this. And I think the decisions of that night, when we made the decision that and had the realization that we didn't have to rezone it. We didn't have to rezone it. So if highest and best use was a golf course, that was a game changer. And that decision opened a door to a miracle, and you were the answer to that miracle, and we truly appreciate it. I wasn't kidding when I said I would love a print of that that image of Glenmore. I'm like, I would put that in my office. I love it, and I love that golf course more than I should. I don't even golf. Darcy knows I suck. But I,
Darcy hasn't been at the Worker Magic Club?
Well, she would if I would ever even try, but I'm a little too embarrassed. Can you imagine me going, okay, Darcy, teach me. This is how bad I am. I'm a little embarrassed, too. But someday she's going to fix me. We could not be more grateful. So we've been elected to speak on behalf of the residents of South Jordan, and there's almost 100,000 people here now. Most of them golf at Glenmore. A lot of them do. But we heard from people that night across the state, far and wide. Thank you for partnering with us and being such a critical piece of the solution to the future of our city and what needed to happen. Thank you for your vision, and thank you for your partnership. We are really excited about this tonight, and I don't think you're going to have a hard time getting this passed because you have gone through the process so well. You don't ever try to skirt deals out of, like you just really work with integrity, and you're very forthright in what you try to do, and we just appreciate it. Thank you for your partnership. Thank you to your team, really. And we love you. Love you. My fake sister that I'm always honored if anybody thinks I'm Darcy. It's a compliment. So thank you for being here. Thank you for this. And that's my last comment, just that I'm excited about this. And when I was at the Foundation Golf Tournament and had some folks with me and pointed out to the area and said, you know what? Doug's kind of interested in putting this here, right here on this piece. What do you think? And they thought it was the best idea ever. And they just thought it was brilliant. I thought that was the feedback I needed to hear they were exuberant about it. They were like, that would be so great for this area. Imagine. And they just went on and on about why it would work. And I thought, okay, they see it the way I see it. And that was really helpful to hear. And so I appreciate each of you for coming and expressing support. 9 times out of 10, the only people who come to express are people who are opposed to whatever ideas being proposed. So it is nice. It's refreshing to have people who are supportive of something that's being proposed and recognize the partnership that Doug has been with everyone, with the neighbors, and what a good neighbor he's been. So thank you. We appreciate you. With that, I'm going to turn and see if you'll just lead us in a roll call vote.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
And Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, resolution R2023-51, amending the future land use plan map of the general plan of the city of South Jordan from open space to economic center on property located at 9800 South, 4800 West. Is there a motion on that?
Madam Mayor, I'll move to approve resolution R2023-51 as you have stated.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
I'll also mention that all golfers suck.
Some are way better. Most are way better than me. Most are way better than me. Yeah. Okay, any discussion to this? Will you please lead a roll call vote?
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
And Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Thank you. We now have Zoning Ordinance 2023-07-Z. Bear with me, it's long. Rezoning property located at 9800 South, 4800 West from the RM6 PD and Park Open Space Subdistrict OSP zone to Community Commercial with Plan Development Overlay CCPD zone for parcel 27-17-301-002 and from RM6 PD zone to OSP zone for parcel 27-07-301-003. Is there a motion?
I'll do this one.
Thank you.
Mayor, I'll move that we approve zoning ordinance 2023-07-Z as stated.
Thank you, Mr. Marler. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any discussion? You please lead a roll call vote.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Thank you. Congratulations. And thank you. And keep inviting us because we want to be there to publicly show our support for Glenmore at all times. Absolutely. I wear my Glenmore stuff every weekend and anytime I travel. So, yeah, thank you. All right, item K, shoreline development land use items. We have a presentation by our director of planning, Mr. Stephen Schaefermeyer. We're keeping him hopping tonight. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you guys being here and sticking with us tonight.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. This is the same applicant as Glenmore. The project is a bit larger and a bit more complicated, but the process is largely the same. The proposal is to rezone the property from A1 and commercial industrial to the commercial community plan development. So it does require a development agreement. It allows for modification of the underlying zone. It's on approximately 191 acres on what used to be the city's southwest border, which is now no longer the city's southwest border. Knowing that there were opportunities in this area, discussions about Bacchus Highway have been on the table for a long time, neighboring communities with development. So we've known that development would actually reach Bacchus Highway, which I think many in this community would have never thought was possible. But we're there, and we've moved beyond Bacchus Highway. This is the current zoning map. You'll see the CI is the pink, and the green is agricultural. This application was submitted in April of 2002. I recognize that we're in November of